This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we are awaiting our mystery guest for Wiggy. Now I'm worried. I locked up mystery guest and was confirmed with mystery guest, and we're not hearing from mystery guest.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I still
You're getting
have
ghosted?
Huh?
Are you getting ghosted? Is the mystery guest Tuukka Rask?
Is the mystery guest of a certain age that we should be worried?
Well, I don't want to reveal... Oh, you're talking about a jinx scenario?
A jinx.
I mean,
was
I don't
it a mystery
reveal...
to the guest as well?
I don't want to reveal anything about the guest that might give it away before we guess the guest, but I mean, I guess it could always be an issue.
Maybe you're going to have to call said guest.
Now, Dubs in the Twitch chat, and you can always participate in the Twitch chat while you are watching the show. Says Greg overhyping the mystery guest yet again. How would I overhype the mystery guest when the only thing I can say about the mystery guest is it's a mystery guest?
That's all you can say.
Like, I don't know if it's overhype or underhype. It's just, it's hype.
Yes. I said that Tim Tebow barely made an NFL roster, and the Twitch chat spent 15 minutes debating it. He played 16 games as a starting quarterback of the NFL. He was one of the top five greatest quarterbacks in college football history.
Yeah,
he barely made. He had a cup of coffee.
God, people, it's like
he had a cup of coffee.
I mean, I don't think. Yeah, you're not diminishing the athletic ability of Travis.
Oh, hell no!
I mean, if Schefter is right in his latest mock 9.77, he's going to go at number two. So I can't deny his talent.
No. I'm not knocking that at all.
You are just saying it is going to be extraordinarily difficult for somebody to play as much as he wants to play on both sides of the football. That's all you're saying.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying, because he is an unbelievable talented athlete. He was able to dominate at college football on both sides of the football. But you just can't do that in the NFL. You can't work 50% of the time and expect to go against the best players on both sides of the football and think that you're going to be able to play at that level.
Right.
That's why it's never been done. And you think about all the great athletes we've seen, whether it was Charles Woodson, where I talked about Champ Bailey. I mean, the list goes on and on of, you know, Deion Sanders, of tremendous athletes that had skill sets to, you know, dominate one and maybe contribute on the other side a little bit.
To put it in a term that Courtney would understand,
you can't be both
defense forward and offense forward.
No, you just can't. Can only be one. One forward. Right. That's it.
That's
just too difficult to do. And the mental part is the toughest thing about it, right? The mental part of missing all that meeting time, missing all that time that you have to work on your craft, or whether it's running routes, or you have to work on your back pedal. Like Christian Gonzalez, we think he's one of the better corners in the league. Do you think if Travis Hunter was here and he's only be able to work 50% of the time on offense, that Christian Gonzalez wouldn't be able to lock him down like it's nothing? And when he's locking down Tyreek Hill, who plays wide receiver 100% of the time, and he's locking down one of the best wide receivers in the game. So you don't think it's would be easy for a guy of that caliber to lock down somebody who only practiced 50% of the time at that position?
860 text for you, Wiggy. They said the same thing about Otani.
Yeah, and he's only hitting. I mean, you made
well,
that point.
Well, that's injury related.
Well, no, Curtis. But I think baseball.
Well, that's a horrible point if you're going to make it for Otani.
I think baseball is different, right? Because in baseball, you can go out there and you could practice on your pitching and throwing, you know, 98 miles an hour and be able to, you know, blow it past guys and be able to be a great hitter like Otani is. And it's different in football. Football, you just can't, like, how much. And I don't know about baseball, but how much practice time do you need to be once you've learned and, you know, perfected. Just as long as you're keeping your arm good and that kind of thing, I'd shoot. Maybe I have to add a few pitches here and there.
Do you think this could hurt Travis Hunter if he does try to do both? If no, he goes into a season saying, mm-hmm. no, I'm going to continue to try to do this, or can a team just shut him down and say no?
I would say this. Like Curtis's great doctor once said, this will all be a nothing burger because wherever he goes, the coach is going to say, listen, Travis, we're going to put you at one position and you're going to play that position 98% of the time. And if we happen to use you on offense, it's going to be as a gadget guy.
Real quick, Curtis, let me do this. If you miss, they said it. Here's the intention of Travis Hunter said this yesterday on Sirius XM.
What are you at the next level?
Both, just like you saw me play.
You want to do both. How many snaps in a football game can you play?
All of them. If they give me the chance and the opportunity to do it.
And what? So we were talking about the challenges that come with it. You got to be in offensive meetings. You got to be in defensive meetings. You got to be in wide receiver meetings. You got to be in defensive back meetings. How is there enough time to do all that? How did you prepare for that when you played college?
Well, we kind of got 24 hours in a day. We probably sleep for about 8 of those, so we probably got 16 more. So the 16
and all
that I'm
dedicated
up,
to those.
Yeah, all of them dedicated to football.
So the other thing, Greg, is that it doesn't benefit him in any way to say he's going to be one or the other right now. This is all done to generate more interest. We're talking about him, and he knows that when he's on a roster, he's going to have to be one or the other. But this way, every team needs either a receiver or a cornerback, and he can say, I'll play both.
And like in college, he knew he could get away with it. Like even Dion knew he could get away because he never practiced in college. He didn't practice because he was physically just worn out, so they allowed him the ability not to practice.
But do you think Dion is telling him about the NFL? Do you think Dion is telling him he can do it?
No, he's saying, say this so people draft
him.
Yeah,
but I think Dion's probably here's what I think Dion's probably saying. Hey, man, go play wide receiver. Work on your skills there.
Make more
money. Be one of the elite wide receivers in the NFL, and you're good to go. You don't. You're going to make way more than you would be playing defensive back. Look at what these guys are making. You got this talent. You got the skill level to do what they're able to do. Just go focus on it. Tell everybody you'll do both sides. And you know what? Maybe every now and then they'll put you in to play man-to-man if they have a blitz package or something like that.
Let's see. 603 text from New Hampshire. How long do you think it would take Alex Van Pelt to figure out that Travis Hunter might be able to play offense also?
I would say his final year of his rookie deal.
Right.
That remains, I mean, things get lost because so many things were so dumb, but that boob had no clue.
Well, that all of them, it had never come up among all of them.
It was
the entire group of the coaches. It had never come up.
They didn't talk a lot of football.
You think
the interview process was football light, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. It was Glazer asking to make sure he's not a leak.
Right? But you think Elliot Wolf and the people that were there the year before would say, hey, listen.
He was the only player on offense that did anything.
He's like, hey, listen, this kid Marcus Jones, I know we got him as a defensive back, but every now and then when we threw him on offense, whether it was reverses or quick screens, he's a pretty good athlete. So let's take advantage of that.
Do you think Van Pelt with the Patriots because he thought it was the Kraft mac and cheese family?
Who knows?
All right.
God, what an idiot.
What?
Someone's calling right now.
Oh, Wait a minute. Could be mystery guest. Now we're kind of, well, we can squeeze mystery guest in quick if that is the mystery
it's
guest.
It's Travis Hunter?
No, it's not Travis Hunter. What category do you think the person made their fame in? If you had to guess.
If I had to guess, I would say either music or movies.
Music or movies because of what you talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And the fact that Courtney and Shy might not know who they are.
Well, why would that only be music or movies?
Because we're big sports hardos, me and Shy.
So. Yeah. And I would think like maybe some of the
pop culture
older, like you know, older musicians, you guys might not know who they are.
Is he I said he. Is he there, Jackson? What is Jackson doing?
He's probably having a full conversation.
Can Jackson, can you talk to Jackson?
If it's a singer, then Jackson's going to be like, I used to drum.
Jackson,
actor,
is all set? Okay. All right. Wiggy, for you.
Okay.
For you, mystery guest.
All right.
Mystery guest, could you say hi to everybody?
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Question? Yeah. Qualifying question.
What is your craft?
I'm an actor and a writer.
An actor and a writer.
Hmm. Okay. So an actor and a writer. So I was right about an actor.
Uh-huh.
All right. So what would be?
Is this Shakespeare?
What movies did you have another big co-star in that we might know about?
So a movie that he had a huge co-star in with him.
Yes.
And he wanted to tell you the co-star.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, mystery guest.
Robert De Niro.
Ooh.
Robert De Niro.
Why do I want to say one of my favorite movies?
Uh-huh.
Would you rather be loved or feared?
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Wiggy, tell
this
everybody.
I know I'm going to butcher the last name, but this is Chaz Parmenzeri. This is Sonny from A Bronx Tale.
I wasn't going to say Robert De Niro. I should have said Nicholson or Pacino, but I said if I say De Niro, they're going to know, and I knew you would know.
I remember watching Bronx Tale when I was at Marshall, and it was maybe 1995, and I had the VHS.
Yes.
And I used to test my wife at the time.
Right.
Yeah, with letting her in and see if she'd lean over and unlock my door.
So it's Chaz Palminteri. That's how you say that, yeah. Wiggy.
Joe Pesci was in that movie. A lot of people don't know at the end.
Yeah, I mean, he has been in. You've been in so many great films.
Yep.
Usual Suspects came up the other day on the show, which is an unbelievable film, Chaz.
Yeah, that's one of the greats. Yeah, that's a great movie. It is. We didn't know that when we made it. We thought, you know, it was just going to be an independent movie. We knew the script was different, but like. When it came out, it just you know, won the Academy Award for Best Screenplay. It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Wiggy, the reason why I wanted to have you on is because Wiggy talks about A Bronx Tale and The Godfather, but about A Bronx Tale all the time, which is biographical. That's your life story, right?
Yeah, my real name is Calogero. That is my real name. And I wrote that about this killing that I saw when I was 9 years old. That's true.
That's
so true. And the relationship I had with this wise guy.
And the thing I was also going to say is the play. I've always been wanting to see the play because I know Chaz goes around and does the play. And I've always wanted to see that because I've been a huge fan of it. I mean, it's ultimately one of the greatest cult classic films out there when you think about, you know, top five, you know, gangster type, mob type movies.
Yeah, it's always on the list of the top 10, you know, movies, especially that genre. You know, it's always in the top five. It's usually, you know, The Godfather, Goodfellas, Bronx Tale, Casino, Donnie Brasco, something like that, you know. But it's always there. And, you know, I'm very proud of it. And what I wrote in it, it's amazing because it became like part of the culture, the door test, the driving backwards, all of that stuff, you know, so it's pretty amazing. You know, leave the gun. You know, take the gun. You know, leave the gun. Take the cannoli. Same thing, you know.
Chaz, what's your most quotable line that people come up and say to you on the street all the time?
No, I would say number one would be "Now you can't leave." That one.
Now you can't leave.
Yeah. When I go on an airplane, as soon as they shut the door, the pilot goes on the thing. "Now you can't leave." You know, and everybody laughs. You know. But I would say that one, and "Is it better to be loved or feared?" That is another one, of course. "Throw them in the bathroom." That's another one. You know, it's I can't tell you how many. It's just amazing. It's just, you know, who would know, you know. But if anybody ever wants to see it, the Broadway show, I still do the tour. You know, I'm on a TV series called Godfather of Harlem.
I love it. That's one of my favorite shows.
You.
One of my favorite shows with Forest Whitaker, yeah. Vincent DiFiorio, who's in
D'Onofrio.
I'm horrible with names. And he plays...
Aren't you half Italian?
Yeah, but I butcher names. He plays Joey Bagnano. Is that how you say it? Is that how you say the name?
Vincent Gigante.
Not even close.
And and the season 4 is coming up of Godfather of Harlem that Chaz is in. And the other thing, Greg, is you know my buddy Johnny Bott, and I don't know, Chaz will tell the story. They actually, my buddy Johnny Bott is a Hell's Angel, and he just got home from doing 27 years. And they talk about the motorcycle scene where I believe you guys used actual Hell's Angels to help with that scene.
Yes, they were real Hell's Angels. That's correct. They were.
Wow.
But we weren't allowed to say their name at all. You know, that was strict orders. They wouldn't do it if we mentioned their name. So it was important that we not mention their name.
This is unbelievable. My dad grew up in the Bronx, and he always wanted me to see this movie because of it being the way it is now is not the way it was when he was there in the 50s. But how did you come up with the name Chaz? What obviously that wasn't your given name, as you noted. What was behind
it? No, it wasn't my given name. My real name is Calodro.
Right.
You know, and when I was young, they called me C. You know, actually, the wise guy gave me that name. He said, look, you know, I mean, Calodro, I love you. No, no disrespect to your mother and father, but we got to do something. Everybody had a nickname. Everybody.
Right.
So mine was C, you know, because he gave me a C note. So they called me C note for C, you know. And then when we were young, when I was about 12 years old, there was a friend of mine, Philly Head. He had a big head. That's why they call him Philly Head. And he said to me, he said, you know, C. He goes, nobody, you know, he goes, this is, you know, Calodro is actually Charles in English. So he goes, why don't you call yourself Chaz? And I'll never forget it. We were sitting on a curb. We were eating a Hero and a Yoo-Hoo at the time. And he had a piece of chalk, and he wrote it in the street, C-H-A. And he goes, yeah, Z-Z. He said, spell it with two Z's. So we were kidding around. I said, yeah, I want everybody to call me Chaz. And they started doing it as a goof. And that was it. You know, it stuck, you know.
That was it. Wow. You keep calling them wise guys. Whether it was Godfather or whatever, did those guys like the film representation or not like it?
Oh, they liked it a lot, very much. First they saw the play when I first did the play. When I first did it, I had the real names, and so. When I did it, they saw it, a bunch of them came, and then they came backstage and they said, look, bro, you can't, you got to change the names, you know. So then I changed all the names. You know, those were all, the only one, that was Eddie Mush. That was really Eddie Mush in the movie. So he said, obviously I used his name, but he was in the movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was Eddie Mush in the movie.
It's
you know, but go ahead.
No, I was going to just say it's just so cool because when I saw that movie, it like hit home because it was kind of opposite to how I grew up. I was an Italian kid, a black kid who grew up in an Italian household, and you kind of saw like the dichotomy of Calogero, who was falling in love with this girl, this black girl from a black neighborhood, where it was kind of like the other way around, where my mother was an Italian, kind of, you know, fell in love with a black guy. And then, you know, here I become the byproduct of that relationship. And then as when my father left us at a young age, here I am as a black kid growing up in an Italian neighborhood. And that's kind of all I know. So when you see this movie, it kind of like...
So you're saying that, Chaz Palminteri is kind of a father figure for you. And if he has room...
Well, are you biracial?
Yeah, my mother's Italian. And I grew up in an Italian neighborhood and an Italian household because I never knew my father or my father's side of the family, which was ultimately a black side of the family. But so it's kind of like...
If I tell you how many biracial people come to see the Broadway show, you cannot believe it. So many, and I get guys that come in there with black girls come in there with white guys, and they go, yeah, this is my Jane. This is my Jane. You know, and it's amazing. It's amazing. And I like that very much, you know. And if anybody wants to see it, all you have to do, I was just up Rhode Island. I just did Rhode Island. It's too bad. I would have invited you guys. I was just there. But if you go to ChazPalminteri.net, my whole schedule is there for the rest of the year. You know, you could also, I just filmed it. I just filmed it with five cameras. You can go to Amazon.com. You can watch it. You can see it. You can see a live performance right on screen right there.
And we got a bottle of your wine here for Wiggy and a bottle for Courtney.
Oh my gosh!
And it is
I mean, we're here to talk about my wine. I forgot to talk about it.
Yeah, so it's called Cabernet Wine.
It's a great wine. You know, it was important for me. You know, I own two restaurants, and I own my own cigar company, and so it's really important that
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
I said, look, they'll buy it once because of my name, but they won't come back if it's not good. So I have two restaurants. One's been there 10 years. One's been there 7 years. And that's because the quality, you know, our money, you know, it has to be good. Otherwise, I'm not going to put my name on it. So the Chaz wine is it's an incredible bottle of wine. I mean, not expensive at all, a good price, I think $22, but a great Cabernet. And, you know, I tell people, pick it up, you'll love it. Where are my call? You guys are in Boston right now?
Yeah, and it's new to Massachusetts this year, I believe, your wine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I go, you know, I do Boston a lot. I go up to I go to the north end over there. I go to Strega. I see my man, Nicky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that restaurant. Great restaurants over there. And you can get the Chai's wine there. Actually, you can get the Chai's wine there at Strega and a bunch of restaurants up in Boston on the north end.
Well, the next time you're here, we would love to have you come in because Wiggy is such a huge fan. You were a part of his childhood.
Yep.
I don't think several texters have pointed out you couldn't really do the door test now with the automatic locks.
No more.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. A lot of people say that, but I said, but even if the girl just hits the button on her side, that shows something.
The working man's a stiff pop.
Gushing.
Yeah, I've seen the movie like 100 times, yes, so it's kind of like.
Well, the wine is available here in Massachusetts, and if you reach out to us, we can tell you how you can get it in your restaurant or in your packy. And Chaz, I really appreciate you doing this. You don't know, you made Wiggy's year. So
cool.
I really appreciate you coming on with us and spending some time.
Yeah, well, I hope to meet you guys. I hope to meet Wiggy. We can take a picture together. And it's like I said, if you go to ChazPommentary.net, come and see the show. Make sure you come backstage. We'll all take photos, okay?
I haven't seen the movie, but a lot of people are texting in about Legend with Tom Hardy.
Oh, such a good movie.
Yeah, I did. I worked with Tom Hardy. I did a movie called Legend. Great movie. A great actor, too. Great actor. Really a great actor. Big hit in London and Europe. And, what a wonderful actor he is. I mean, probably the best today, I would say. I shouldn't have said Robert De Niro. I was going to say I could have said so many other stars, but I said, let's get to it. And once I say Robert De Niro, they're going to know.
How is De Niro in person? Because he seems like he can be kind of a dink.
You know what? Bob and I have been friends now for 35 years.
Yeah.
We get along great.
Yeah.
We never talk politics, never. Yeah. You know, I don't believe in – I don't really talk politics. You know, I have my own podcast, and I talk about stories about Bronxville, Chaz Palminteri Show. And I talk about that on my podcast, but I never talk podcast, but Bob and I get along great.
Wow.
You know, he has very strong political views and, you know, it's America. If he believes a certain way, then, you know, he's got the right to say his views, you know.
Unbelievable, amazing actor. Like one of the greats. What, Wiggy, what?
No, I was going to say on his podcast, him and I believe there's a woman on there. She's an actress. They talk a lot of sex on his podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Catherine Narducci. Yeah, Catherine Narducci, who was in Bronxville. She played Bob's wife in Bronxville. She comes on. She's a guest on my podcast, Tara Connor Traces, one of the great female Italian comics, is on my podcast. I bring them on here and there, you know. So it's
she's
a fun
in Euphoria.
Podcast, a lot of great stories.
All right,
yeah,
Jess.
She was in Euphoria. That's
yes,
correct.
Is that coming back?
I don't. Yes, I think it is coming back. I don't know if she's coming back, but I think it is coming back. Yes, okay. It is.
Chaz, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah,
you honestly.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. You guys are great. Thank you.
We'll love to. Have you in here when you come. All right. Awesome. All right. And the wine is now available here in Massachusetts, and it's called Chaz.
That's so cool. Nice. And Legends was such a great movie with Tom Hardy. It's based on a true story where he plays twin gangsters from London. I think they were called the. Curtis, I don't know if you ever heard this, living in London.
Yeah.
They were called the Cray Brothers, and they were twins, and they were gangsters. And
true story.
A true story. Yeah. And one of them was, like, super violent, and the other one was more businessman, and he was in that. But, I mean, the Bronx Tale, that's like the classic GOAT.
Okay, Wiggy. Well,
yeah.
I did that
good
for
one.
You.
He was cool.
I hope it was worth the time.
Man, it was so worth the time.
Right. You got to go to Strega with him.
I'm going to see the one-man Bronx Tale show when it comes to...
I just looked up the... We missed him. He was in Lexington, and he was in Rhode Island the last month.
I just told Chaz that we don't like Italian food, so we're out for Strega.
There's so many good... Have you seen A Bronx Tale?
Not yet. Now I got to see it.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox drop one of the Blue Jays 6-2 was the final at Fenway to open up the series. They've got another one tonight with them. 6:45 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start opposing Easton Lucas. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. The men's college basketball champion is Florida. The Gators took down Houston 65-63. The Celtics are in New York to take on the Knicks tonight. Tip is at 7:30. Long injury report for this one. Jalen, Kristaps, and Jason are all questionable, while Drew and Derek are probable and Al is out. The Bruins are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Puck drop is at 7. And grill it, fry it, or bake it, tender boneless chicken on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Value pack all-natural Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs is just $2.47 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
That is so wild that he was on today. Bronx Tale.
That's a goat pull.
He's 2 years younger than my dad, so they grew up on those, like, because whenever you go back to the Bronx now,
yeah,
it's not exactly, you know, great area, most of it.
Yeah.
But, like, back in the 50s, post-World War II, it was, like, this all working class families, like, great neighborhoods. I could listen to that guy talk all day.
Did you actually, your dad had told you to watch the movie. Did you, have you actually seen it? Yeah.
Yeah, a great movie.
Such a great movie.
Oh, man, that's a goat pull right there. That could be, that goes down as
a. I try to add something here and there to the show.
That's G-level status when it comes to mystery guests.
His voice is just so, it resonates like you hear it. 39 degrees, Greg Jet Greg, cloudy afternoon, high of 43.
Want to give away the Red Sox tickets right now? All right, let's do it.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday. Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
All right, if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will win a couple tickets to see the Red Sox and the White Sox on April 18th. Got to have the code word, which we gave out earlier, and your next chance to win coming up at 10:30.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.